Hello, good evening. I'm calling from National Opinion Surveys. Today we're conducting a survey about the November 2024 elections for President, Congress, and other offices, and we would like to include your responses. Do you think of yourself as male, female, or something else?
Female.
Thank you. And what is the year of your birth, just to make sure we have a representative sample?
67.
67, okay. Thank you. And are you registered to vote, or like many people, are you not registered?
I am registered.
And are you of Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish origin, yes or no?
Nope.
And what is your race or ethnicity?
White.
White, black, or... Thank you.
White.
And in general, do you feel positive or negative about each of the following? The future of the planet, positive or negative?
Mixed. We get two choices?
Yes, positive or negative about the future of the planet?
Well, hopefully it's positive.
Okay, the future of the country?
That's on the negative side.
And your own future?
Oh, positive.
Okay, and no matter how frequently you vote in elections, how much power do you feel your vote has to make change on issues that are important to you? Please weigh the amount
Zero.
Of power you feel your vote has on a scale from 0 to 10. Is that a 0?
0.
Okay,
yeah.
No.
And I could vote all day long and it's still not affecting him.
And of the following issues, which 3 are the most important to you? I have a short list. I have abortion access, economy and cost of living, racism and discrimination, gun violence, education, climate change, mental health, immigration, crime, student loans, healthcare, or national security? Which 3
Top
are the
3?
Most important to you? Yes.
I would say immigration.
Okay. The second
what
one?
What are some of the other ones?
I have abortion access, economy and cost of living, racism and discrimination, gun violence, education, climate change, mental health, crime, student loans, healthcare, or national security?
Probably national security and... What was the other one?
Abortion access, economy and cost of living, racism and discrimination, gun violence, education.
Crime.
What?
Crime.
Okay, crime.
Crime.
Thank you.
Yeah.
And now, thinking about this chapter of your life, which 3 of the following do you currently prioritize most? Advancing in your career, contributing to positive change in your community, having or caring for children, caring for senior family members, hobbies and free time activities, improving or maintaining physical health, improving or maintaining mental health, relationships like romantic partnership or friendship, economic security and financial independence, or the last 2, work-life balance, or your education. Again,
okay, so
which 3
what was
of
the, question?
The following? Which 3 of the following do you currently prioritize most? About this chapter of your life.
Say them again.
Okay, advancing
That's
in your
long
career,
way.
Contributing to positive change in your community, having or caring for children, caring for senior family members, hobbies and free time activities, improving or maintaining physical health, improving or maintaining mental health, relationships, economic security and financial independence, work-life
economic
balance,
and
or
security finances.
Okay.
Economic and okay, what was the next
just
one?
Just 2 more. Work-life balance or your education?
Work-life balance and probably caring for my children.
Okay, thank you. And now, which of the following traits are most important to your identity? You may choose up to 3. Your profession, your personality, your sexual orientation, being a woman, being young, your spiritual religious belief, being a member of your racial or ethnic group, your role in relationship, your hobbies or interests, or being American?
I would say probably my religion.
Okay.
What was the first 2? What was the first 2?
Your profession and your personality.
Occupation.
Okay.
That's the first one, right? Yeah. Occupation, religion, and probably relationship.
Okay, thank you. And now, when you think about
How
the American...
How many more questions do we have?
Actually, we're 22% of the survey. But I will.
Okay, I'm sorry, but I really gotta go.
Okay, I'm gonna call you later or tomorrow, so we can finish the survey.
Whatever.
Just a few minutes more. Okay.
Okay.
Thank you.
Nope.
And are you sure you can continue?
If we're only 22% done and you've already asked me 10 questions, that's way too long.
Yes, we need at least 8 minutes to finish the survey.
All right, goodbye. Goodbye. Nope, goodbye.